ABC Radio Australia.
Well, doubts have been raised over whether French Polynesia will be successful in taking France to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity over nuclear testing. Last week, the former president of the French overseas country, Oscar Tamaru, said a lawsuit had been filed with the ICC regarding nuclear tests carried out by France from 1966. The announcement came during a meeting of the UN Special Political and Decolonisation Committee. But as Lauren Belny reports, the case might be outside the ICC's jurisdiction.
A case of David versus Goliath. That's how former president and founder of a pro-independence party, Oscar Tamaru, described the decision to take on France at the ICC.
We have filed a lawsuit at the International Criminal Court for Crimes Against Humanity. This lawsuit aims to bring forward all living French presidents since the start of nuclear testing in our country.
But that testing ended long before the court was established in July 2002, and the ICC can only prosecute crimes committed on or after that date. While there's little detail as to the lawsuit, research fellow at the Lowy Institute, Alexandre Dayon, says it seems unlikely the court will prosecute the case.
To my opinion, at the moment, it seems unlikely that something is going to happen. The other thing that could happen, though, would be for the party of Oscar Tamaru to seize the UN Security Council. But again, France sits at the UN Security Council, so it's a complicated situation, I think.
Nearly 200 nuclear tests were conducted at Mururoa and Fangataufa atolls between 1966 and 1996. It's estimated that about 150,000 people worked on France's nuclear tests in Polynesia and Algeria. The Morin Law of 2010 established rules around compensation for people who developed health problems from the tests, but Mr. Dayon says they're seen as very restrictive.
The process here was that actually the victim had to prove the link between them being exposed to the testing and the cancer that they had. And that was actually hard to prove this link, because also, like many of the French judges estimated that most of the time the exposition to the testing wasn't important enough to cause the disease. And so that's why, like, throughout the entire period of the past, I think, 12 to 15 years, only 20 Polynesian have received an indemnization.
Oscar Tamaru was speaking at a UN committee meeting that was discussing the question of French Polynesia during a decolonisation debate. He said the nuclear tests and their legacy were seen by his people as a direct result of French colonisation.
We did not accept to host these nuclear testings. They were imposed upon us with the direct threat of establishing a military governance if we refused.
But French Polynesia's current president, Edouard Fritsch, said his country was autonomous and invited the committee, through a translator, to visit to see for themselves.
I will never cease demonstrating that my country is in no way in a colonial situation, nor a situation of oppression or confiscation of our natural wealth by the French state.
Mortai Brotherson, a French Polynesian member of the French National Assembly, disagreed.
120 of you will need a visa to come to our country. And this visa will be issued not by our government, but by France.
He was also scathing of the amount of compensation money he says has been put aside under the Morin Law.
It is equivalent to the budget that the city of Paris dedicates to poop removal, dog poop removal, every year. That's the level of indignity.
Both sides of the debate will surely be watching with interest as French territory New Caledonia holds its own referendum on independence next month.